VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Firefighters are struggling to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China over the weekend. At least 26 firefighters have been killed. Four are missing, according to state media on Monday. The fire began Saturday in Muli County in Sichuan Province at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. By Sunday afternoon, authorities had sent nearly 700 firefighters, but 30 went missing after a surge of flames fed by a sudden shift in the wind. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
Fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the United States each year. A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Xuan Thi Hong said Monday that his client has instead pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. Hong was charged with smearing the deadly nerve agent VX on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February 2017. This is VOA News. The Algerian president's office says longtime President Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is to end. It said Bouteflika will ensure the, quote, continuity of the state's institutions before stepping down. Bouteflika is 82 years old. He's known to be in poor health. Algeria is set to hold a presidential election on April 18th. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of political campaigning as a television comedian Volodymyr Zelensky goes head-to-head with incumbent Petro Poroshenko for the presidency in a runoff scheduled for April 21st. Zelensky easily won the first round of voting Sunday with around 30% of the votes. He needed a margin of more than 50% to avoid a runoff. An Israeli watchdog said Monday that it found a network of social media bots disseminating messages in support of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ahead of next week's election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers at the Big Bots Project say they've identified a network of social media bots where fake accounts have spread messages in support of Netanyahu's Likud party and smearing his opponents. The researchers, though, haven't found a direct link between the network and Netanyahu or Likud, though Netanyahu's son has frequently liked posts by the network's accounts. The Likud party denies any connection to the network. Israelis head to the polls in 8 days in a close race between Netanyahu and his main rival, former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration is taking more steps to curb what it says is a massive migrant influx at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Homeland Security Department says it may reassign as many as 2,000 inspectors from border crossings to handle a surge of families. That's up from 750 inspectors previously. The temporary switch could delay goods like TVs and medical devices from coming into the U.S. The administration's also boosting efforts to return asylum seekers to Mexico. The moves come days after President Trump renewed a threat to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could lead to economic havoc on both sides. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A whistleblower from inside the White House has told congressional investigators that senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of concerns. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.